First of all, before I read the gospel lesson, I want to thank Linda Butek for the timely July bell explaining the lectionary text, and now I won't have to go through a lengthy explanation of why I'm not going to do that. First, I'll read the assigned text, but then I want to explain the sixth chapter of Mark to you as I see it. It has always been a source of comforting to me. So here is Mark 6, 30 to 34, and then 53 to 56. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. They went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried on foot from all the towns and arrived there ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When he had crossed over and came to a land at Gennesaret, he moored the boat. And when they got out of the boat, the people at once recognized Jesus and rushed about the whole region and began to bring sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And when he went into the villages and cities or towns, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. What the Consultation of Common Text Forum had in mind when they made this text for this Sunday was to have the preachers talk on what a miracle worker Jesus was in healing all those people. But that's not what I want to focus on today. I want you to see Mark chapter 6 as I see it, a source of comfort and assurance. First, before I get into it, I want to take you back 30 years in my life where I had a very stressful job in Minnesota, and my boss was the main source of this stress. He let me know on day one that I was not his first choice, and I was forced on him by upper management. And he told me, "Don't ever come to me for advice or support, you won't get it." And he treated pretty much all the supervisors that way, but especially me, and I don't know why. One of my co-workers, Alan Freeler, was always cool and calm, and one day over a cup of coffee, I asked him what his secret was for remaining calm in the midst of that chaos and abuse. And he said, "It takes practice. There are two key things to practice on are patience and adapting to change." He said, without getting stressed. To practice patience, he said, if you go to the grocery store and get a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk, you only have two items. Don't look for the shortest checkout line, look for the longest one. Then strike up a conversation with the person next to you and see if you can get them to focus on not on waiting, but on the trivial subject that you introduced. And it'll make the time go faster and less stressful for both of you. Another example is if you're in a car on a four-lane road, travel in the right lane, going 1 or 2 miles under the speed limit. Sit back, relax, and let the rest of the world speed on by. The way to practice adapting to change is simply to remember to slow down. You can always go back to plan A. And sometimes I need to remind myself of that fact. Just slow down, focus, adapt. Okay, now I'm going to take you into Mark 6 and show you how Jesus dealt with stress. It starts out with Jesus trying to teach and heal in his hometown of Nazareth, and he's rejected. Jesus and his disciples left Nazareth for other villages, and especially Capernaum, where they were accepted. Did you notice that Jesus accepted change and calmly moved on? He didn't get upset. And then Jesus sent his disciples out two by two to preach and teach and baptize. And one of the instructions he gave his disciples when they were going out is, if you come to someone who doesn't want to accept salvation, shake the dust off your feet and move on. And at this time, when they went out, John the Baptist was in the southern region of Judah, what is now near now what is Saudi Arabia. King Herod was also in that area, cohabitating with his own brother's wife. John publicly criticized Herod for his adulterous behavior, and that cost John his head. Word of John's beheading got back to the disciples, and they came back to regroup with Jesus in Capernaum. Jesus' plan A had fallen apart. He adapted. So he told his men to get in the boat, and they would sail to the eastern shore of the Sea of Galilee, and they would regroup and have a retreat. When they got to the other shore, the eastern shore, 5,000 people beat them there to the landing. Jesus again changed his plans. He had compassion on them and preached and healed them. Then he fed all of them with 2 loaves and 5 fishes. Then he dismissed them and sent them back to their hometowns and sent his disciples out in a boat to return to Capernaum while he went off to pray. Now, this is one part of dealing with stress that Alan didn't touch on. If you need to recharge your batteries, talk to a higher power. Or as Bonnie Gullickson says, let go, let God. When Jesus was finished talking with his father, he walked on the water to rejoin the men. A storm came up out of the north and blew them off course. Jesus calmed the winds, calmed the sea, and calmed his disciples. They landed at Gennesaret, which is about 60 to 100 miles south of Capernaum. When they got out of the boat to restock their provisions, the townspeople recognized Jesus and started bringing him the sick and for healing. Again, he had compassion on them. At one point, a woman who had been hemorrhaging for 12 years touched the hem of his cloak. Jesus knew full well what had happened, but he wanted everyone to understand it. So he said, "Who touched my hem?" And the woman confessed by saying, "I knew if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I would be healed." To make sure everyone understood, Jesus replied, "Woman, your faith has healed you." Mark chapter 6 has example after example of how Jesus was a master at managing stress and adapting to change. We can all learn from Jesus' examples. We need to slow down, accept change, and seek a higher power. Sometimes We just need to listen to Bonnie and let go, let God. Will you join me in a prayer now? Lord, you gave us Jesus' wisdom on how to conduct ourselves. Help us to remember to slow down, adapt to change, and seek a higher power when we feel stressed. For all this, we give you our thanks. Amen.